Hey, Jonathan Baylor here, and in this section, we are going to take an honest look at all of the ways that you have tried to lose weight in the past. I know that may sound strange, but trust me, there is a very good reason to do this. And you're going to dive deep. You're going to dive deep and see what your previous attempts to lose weight may have had in common, and you will discover the real underlying reasons they did not work for you. And the most exciting part is that once you really get honest about the diets and gimmicks that have failed you in the past, I guarantee you will start to see a pattern emerge. And as this pattern becomes clear, you will be filled with genuine hope for the future. Why? Because there is a very good chance that the pattern will show you once and for all, it really wasn't you that failed. It was all these weight loss myths that you've been told for years. They're what failed. And perhaps you believe that you've tried dozens of different ways to lose weight, while the surprising reality you're going to discover is that you've only tried the same strategy, but with different names and gimmicks dozens of times. And that may seem odd, but don't worry, you will see what I mean shortly, and it will set you free from yo-yo dieting forever. More importantly, you will realize, as I've said before and will keep saying, you are not the problem. The problem is outdated science, starvation diets, and overhyped marketing that promises results that are unrealistic, harmful, depressing, and quite literally biologically impossible. Also, before we get into our first exercise, remember, as I always say, repetition is the mother of skill. So after watching this once all the way through and doing the exercises, you want to be sure to listen to it a couple more times, because this is really going to help the information stick, because this is new information. And we really want to make sure you internalize it so that you see the transformative changes that can result, and it will be so much easier when you get that ingrained into your brain. All right? So let's rock and roll and jump into our first exercise. Are you ready? It's really, really simple. All you need to do is not think of a pink polar bear. Got that? So again, this is about as simple as it gets. I'm serious. I'm asking you, all you have to do is not think about a pink polar bear for 3 seconds. Ready? Go. Do not think of a pink polar bear for the next 3 seconds. Now, I would imagine that over the past 3 seconds, in your mind's eye, there was a big fluffy pink polar bear staring you right in the face. Don't worry, you did not fail this challenge. It's actually an impossible challenge based on the way the human mind works, and it also illustrates why just about everything you've been taught about weight loss has failed you to date. It's a psychological concept known as ironic process theory, the ironic rebound effect, or paradoxical intention. When you tell your brain not to do something, your neurological wiring actually makes it more likely for that thing to happen. The good news is that with one simple psychological shift that you're going to learn today, you can make this unavoidable mental process work for you, not against you. But before we go there, let's lay the groundwork by taking an inventory of and accepting with love and compassion what hasn't worked for you in the past. Because through this process, as you allow yourself to accept your past, you'll see how to let go of those thoughts of failure and move forward into a future full of hope, health, energy, and slimness. And don't worry, I'm not going to ask you to focus on the past for long. This is all about moving forward with love and embracing the new you. We never want to dwell on the past, but sometimes you do need to take notice of what hasn't worked, so that you are ready to fully embrace and accept what will work. Now, once you acknowledge the things that have not worked and you let them go, you will have the power to apply beautiful new ideas and strategies that I alluded to before that may seem counterintuitive at first. However, these counterintuitive ideas are exactly what will work for you this time to help you reach your goals. And for what it's worth, wouldn't you agree that given how horribly the intuitive approach of just eat less has let you down, that a new and proven counterintuitive approach revolving around eating more, just smarter, may be just what you need to succeed. In fact, this counterintuitive approach is amazing. It's based on an entire field of psychology pioneered by Dr. Paul Watzlawick, John Weakland, and Richard Fuchs in the 1960s. Seeing that the psychotherapy of their day often took years to see even the slightest improvements, they set out to speed up that process of profound change. And not by focusing on the past or digging up repressed memories, but instead by focusing on new methods of change that the patients had never even considered before. Their main insight was that people keep trying to solve their problems using the same methods over and over and over again. In their words, rather than acknowledge and accept failure, many patients simply repeated attempted solutions year after year after year and never saw any results. So the doctors found that even when a solution had been proven not to work after many attempts, most patients simply felt that they just needed to try harder instead of accepting that what they were trying just did not work and moving on to trying other methods of change. Patients just continued to do more of the same. And this is often because what people are trying is common sense to them. It's the only option they see. And when everyone else is telling them that's what they should do, again, they believe they just need to stick with it longer or try harder. But effort is not the problem. The problem is the method they are trying will never work for them. And this is often the true hidden cause of yo-yo dieting. This phenomenon is also connected to concepts of ironic process theory, ironic rebound effect, or paradoxical intention that I mentioned earlier. And those are just fancy terms for the fact that what people often think about, even fixate on, is the exact things that they're trying to move away from. And that very strategy, that is what causes them to constantly suffer through the exact opposite of what they want. For example, have you ever had a hard time falling asleep and then found that the harder you try to fall asleep, the more awake you felt? Or how about the last time you tried really hard not to worry about something? Maybe you needed to speak in public, and the more you told yourself, calm down, calm down, calm down, the less and less calm you became. This ironic and paradoxical psychological process is the reason that so many self-help books and positive thinking gurus may lift you up for a day or two, and then a week later, leave you feeling worse. At best, your life looks exactly the same as it did before you spent that $20 on the book with the sexy title or the $2,000 on the weekend retreat in Maui. Or even worse, you feel worse because you feel like you failed yet again. Let me really quickly explain what's going on here, because once you understand why this happens, you will be able to, and this is amazing, you will be able to make it work for you rather than against you. When you tell your brain not to do something, the only way your brain can help you avoid that thing is to constantly be on the lookout for it. In other words, when you tell yourself, don't think about X or avoid X, it's like your brain hires a dedicated security guard whose only job is to keep a lookout all day, every day for the thing you want to avoid. For example, say you're walking on a rocky, uneven surface and you say to yourself, don't fall. In order for your brain to help you avoid falling, what does it need to do? It needs to focus, scan the environment for all things that could possibly make you fall. In short, when you say don't do something, whatever is needed to prevent that thing from happening will focus every element of its effort on the thing you want to avoid. One more time, when you tell yourself don't do X, your brain must focus on X to help it not happen. So for example, imagine you're trying to cut back on sweets. To help you avoid sweets, you tell yourself over and over, don't eat sweets, don't even think about sweets, don't eat sweets. Well, guess what's gonna happen? Of course you're going to be thinking about sweets 24/7, 365. How else will your brain help you avoid them? Cookies, cakes, candy will relentlessly invade your mind. And the worst part is the more you struggle not to think about them, the more and more you are going to think about them, because how else is your brain going to help you avoid them? But this is a big but. The great news is that there is an alternate and more effective path. The path of pursuing the positive instead of attacking the negative. Why is this so awesome? Well, with this simple switch, you're going to be making this ironic psychological process work for you rather than against you. Here's how. It's really simple. First, you've already taken the initial step. Just realizing that this is how your brain functions gives you the most important tool you need to release yourself from its grip. And that tool, as we've talked about before, is awareness. Just like the practices we have done together in the previous segments, like practicing awareness of negative behaviors or emotions, habits, cues, and rewards, we are going to practice awareness of the things that have not worked for you in the past. And by becoming aware of the things that have failed you in the past and why they failed you, you can begin to move past them. Specifically, I want you to focus on, just for a moment, the diets and quick fixes that have failed you in the past. Then, as you will see, they have something in common. And you're going to know why they've all failed you in the past, and then your mind will open to new solutions and new ideas that will never fail you. I like to call these sane solutions that are based on the latest cutting-edge research instead of disproven myths that have only helped to increase the obesity and disease rates over the last 50 years. Look, I think you would agree that especially with diets, it is common to try diet after diet, racking up a long list of programs that failed you, and then feeling like you've tried so many different things, you may conclude that the problem must be with you, so why even bother? And this means not only did the diet fail you, but it had the opposite effect of what you wanted. Instead of making you slim and happy, it left you sick and sad. But again, as we're about to prove, it was not the diet that failed you. As always, this is a 100% shame-free zone. All those diets focus on what not to do. Do not eat too much fat. Do not eat too many calories. Do not eat too many points. And guess what that tells your brain to do? Focus on the very thing you do not want to do. This is why I love the famous quote, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results." In order to finally achieve the results you want, it just makes sense to try something completely new and to completely let go of the ideas and actions that have failed you in the past, especially willpower-based negative strategies like eating fewer calories, eating less points, and not eating anything but prepackaged meals. And the best part is you really only need to do one thing. And it's that one simple psychological tool I mentioned earlier that makes this ironic, paradoxical behavior of your brain work for you rather than against you. Look at all those failed diets. What do they have in common? No matter what sexy name they give it, and no matter how hard they try to hide it, they are all telling you the same thing. Do not eat. Yes, I know it seems like you've tried dozens of different things, but are you starting to see how you really tried one thing, do not eat, a bunch of different times, a bunch of different versions of starvation dieting, and that is the one thing that is guaranteed psychologically and biologically to give you the opposite of what you want? It's all sorts of different ways to get the same message to your brain, do not eat, which you now know will actually cause you to constantly think about eating. And here's the key. I bet you'd agree that constantly thinking about eating is a great way to increase cravings while doubling, tripling, or even quadrupling your chances of overeating. That's, of course, really frustrating, but now with the awareness you're developing, you are in such an empowering place. Just think about it. Now you know you haven't tried everything. You know that you've been told to try different names for the same thing, and it's the very thing that will never work based on not only your biology, but as you now know, your psychology as well. And you also know that what you try next can't be another version of do not eat. It can't be starvation. I don't care how excited the celebrity guru is or how many pictures of smiling people they have on their website. If the program is fundamentally about helping you to not eat food, it will always help you yo-yo diet as it clogs up your metabolism and causes your brain to do the opposite of what you want. Here's my favorite part about all of this. At the heart of sane eating is one simple, very different message. Eat more, smarter. Period. In fact, one of the most common questions we get on our coaching calls is, what if I can't eat all this food? Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you tried a weight loss program where the most common problem with the program was people being too full? I won't go deep into the science here about why sane eating is so effective. If you do want to know more about that, our free masterclass is a perfect way to learn all about the ins and outs of sane eating, but I will give you a simple version. When you go sane, you are 100% focused on eating more sane food. And with that simple mental shift, guess what that little monitoring process in your brain focuses on? Where can I find more healing food? And if your subconscious is constantly coming up with ways to eat so much natural, delicious, and healing sane food that there just isn't any room for insane food that causes weight gain, this fundamentally different approach must give you a fundamentally different result. In fact, researchers at Laval University in Quebec have been studying this mental shift to eating more healing food versus less of everything and found this approach to be almost unbelievably more effective than the do not eat message that you've been fed for years. That said, you may be wondering, why is this saner approach so much more effective? In short, with this saner approach, you change what you've put into your mind. You're now thinking, eat more healing food. And that constantly monitoring process you learned about earlier will cause your mind to make changing what you're putting into your body so much simpler. It's that all day, every day mental security guard we talked about before, but now she's working 24/7, 365 to help you do more of what you want versus ironically causing you to do more of what you don't want. You're working with your psychology and biology rather than against it, and you will finally see the results you want. A fundamentally different approach will give you fundamentally different results. Always, period, for everyone, guaranteed. All right, let's put this proven, powerful psychological shift into place. Go ahead and make sure you've printed out the worksheet of this section, and of course, pause if you need some extra time to really do this exercise deeply and honestly. First, we want to take a quick inventory of all the things that have not worked for you in the past to lose weight. Be honest here, and remember, shame-free zone, as always, you are not the one who failed. It was bad information and bad ideas that failed you. List all those diets and gimmicks that you've tried. Really think back. Everything you've tried to lose weight, you might need a couple pages that hasn't worked for you. Now, write out next to each one, in 10 words or less, just real short, what was the real key of this program? For example, common answers are, do not eat calories, do not eat more than one meal, do not eat too many points, do not eat anything other than our prepackaged meals, do not eat carbs, do not eat fat. When you look at this list, how does it make you feel? I know it may be discouraging, but I promise you, things are going to start to change and hopefully they're already getting better for you. Allow yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. It's all good. It only gets better from here. Now, hopefully, you can start to see why sane is so different. Our loving family is here to support you in your lifelong journey to health. It's not about what not to do. It's about what to do. All right? So just look, really look at what you've created. Do you see a pattern here? What do all of these different diets actually have in common? What you might see is that you've tried a series of things that on the surface appear to be different, but are actually the same thing at their core. Do not eat. Over and over, do not eat. Next, go ahead and write down what they may have in common. Just write it down, just right there, and then feel free to pause this if you need a moment. Now let's try one more thing. To the right of each one of them that you've listed, write three words: simple, consistent, and long-term. Again, that's simple, consistent, and long-term. Now look at each diet and ask yourself, was this simple? Or were there very specific and therefore very complicated food lists or counting and precise tracking and meal plans involved? For example, if you tried vegetarianism, I would imagine you'd agree that it is simple. You simply don't eat meat. However, that doesn't mean it's easy, but that's a topic for another day. Now, let's compare that to Weight Watchers, where you literally need a multi-million item database to help you count the precise point value of everything you could ever consider eating. I bet you'd agree that anything involving complex math and a giant database is pretty daggone complex. So if you really feel the diet was simple, circle it. However, if it was at all complex, cross it off. Now let's move on to the second word, consistent. Think back to when you were on a diet. Was the focus on making small, consistent changes, or were you told to make massive changes right away so that you could see quick fix results? If the diet was all about gradual consistency, circle it. Otherwise, cross it off. Finally, let's look at long-term. Did the diet focus on simple, consistent changes that you could keep up enjoyably in the long-term? Or is it all about short-term goals like, how much weight did I lose this week? If the diet urged you to ignore the scale in the short term so that you could really enjoy long-term results, circle it. Otherwise, cross it off. Now, is there anything left on your list that hasn't been crossed off? I bet not. I bet you're staring at a list of negative, complex, extreme, short-term ways to starve yourself. So what does this tell you? What does this concretely show you? Look, you did not fail. Literally, look, you didn't fail. All of these programs are programmed to fail based on how your body and mind works. They may be easy to market, but they are a mess biologically and psychologically. And with this insight, you now know that what you try next, it must be simple. It must be all about consistency. It must be about long-term success. And it must be about what to do rather than what not to do. It must be a completely different model of eating and caring for your body. It has to be something you can stick with, not just for a month or two, but for the rest of your life, that is focused on pursuing the positive simply and consistently rather than attacking the negative with complex and extreme quick fixes. Now, go to the next page of the worksheet where you can focus on the future rather than the past. On this new page, we want to look at the reasons you really can lose weight and keep it off this time. Not why you think you might. I want you to really feel positive belief in yourself that this time, based on what you know now, you will succeed. To help increase this belief in yourself, let's look at some of the areas in your life you have created positive changes in the past. So go ahead and list out any hardships you have overcome in your life that make you the kind of person who can overcome anything. We've all been through trials in life that have tested us. Which of these trying times made you a better person, even though they may have been difficult at the time? Go ahead and write down at least one, but really try to get up to three. Next, I want you to write down three positive character traits you have that you can rely on to ensure your success. For example, are you persistent? Are you smart? Are you caring? Are you able to easily identify and start working to fix problems? Or it can just be as simple as, I always have a smile and a positive attitude. Just write down any of your strengths that you feel will help you be successful. Don't worry if it takes a few minutes. Pause this, really think about it. All right? Now, for your finale, imagine you could combine all of the personal power all of that personal power you just wrote down, with the proven psychology you've discovered today, along with the proven biology of sane eating. Now, take the beauty that is inside you and combine it with this totally different approach, and then write down three reasons why you can achieve a totally different result. Take your time, enjoy the process, write as much as you like, because by doing this, you are starting a sane solution that together we will continue to take to the next level over the coming weeks, and especially in your masterclass. So save the sheet, because it is going to come in handy in the future. So as we wrap up this section, we've covered a lot, and I hope you are filled with hope because you have concretely proven to yourself that you haven't tried everything. You haven't failed. You aren't broken. In fact, just the opposite is true. You have such a light inside of you, and you have such a bright future ahead of you. You have access to a more sane solution that literally cannot fail. And like all those starvation diets, those are done because this saner solution is proven. And it's proven because you are not broken. You are beautiful. And with simple, sane psychology and nutrition, you can take a totally different approach that will give you a totally different result. Nice job, and I will see you again soon.